Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the biggest mistakes that job seekers and candidates make during the hiring process. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here again today.
Now, we've talked a lot about the right way and the wrong way to do things in our podcast, and that includes, you know, the perspective of both the employer and the job seeker or candidate. Today, though, we're going to focus on the job seeker side of things and discuss mistakes that they make during the hiring process.
Yes, that's correct. However, before we begin, I want to mention one mistake we won't be addressing, and actually I am addressing it right now, but it won't be part of our official list.
Okay, what mistake is that?
That mistake is lying or being dishonest.
Well, that seems like a pretty big mistake. Why are you addressing it now at the outset of today's episode and not as part of the list?
It should be a foregone conclusion that you should not lie or be dishonest as a job seeker or candidate, and that applies to every part of the hiring process. You should not lie on your resume, and you should not lie during the interview.
But this does happen from time to time, correct?
Unfortunately, it does. Being honest and showing integrity is always the best policy. It's the best way you can possibly brand yourself to a potential new employer. And I have written and talked about this until I'm blue in the face, so I just wanted to get that out of the way up front before we got into our list.
Now, that certainly makes sense. So speaking of your list, what's your first item on it?
The first mistake on our list involves a situation in which a job seeker or candidate has had contact with the recruiter, something we've touched upon before in a previous podcast episode. That mistake is trying to go around or circumvent the recruiter and go directly to the hiring manager. This usually happens when a recruiter contacts a candidate about an opportunity, and the candidate may say that they're not interested. And then through some research, the candidate decides that they are interested, and they find out the name of the employer, and they reach out to the hiring manager directly themselves.
Now, why is this a mistake?
Well, candidates sometimes think that they're being strategic by going around the recruiter. They assume that the organization would rather not pay a recruiting fee. And if they go around the recruiter, they'll be giving some special preference because they won't have a fee attached to them. But nothing could be further from the truth. What job seekers fail to realize is that the organization hired the recruiter for a reason. And that reason is the hiring manager trusts the recruiter, and more than likely the hiring manager has no idea who the candidate even is. And I've seen this happen before.
And what's the result of this situation?
Well, sometimes the hiring manager will call me or email me and they'll ask, what is the deal with this person? What are they doing? When a job seeker does this, all they accomplish is to bring their candidacy into question.
They're basically shooting themselves in the foot, aren't they? What's the next item on the list?
The next item is trying to do an off-the-cuff interview. In other words, showing up for a face-to-face interview without being prepared for it. I've also witnessed this a number of times in my career. Despite the careful instructions that I give to a candidate regarding their interview, and despite the fact that I encourage them to prepare, they simply don't do it.
Now, what happens in this situation?
Well, once again, the hiring manager typically contacts me to let me know what happened. In some cases, they say that they like the candidate, but they were put off by the fact that they tried to do the interview off the cuff with no preparation. And it does show. It will come through to the hiring manager. If you're a candidate and you try to do this, you're not showing how intelligent you are. In fact, you give the hiring manager and anyone else conducting the interview the impression that's quite the opposite. Once I had a candidate do a phone interview while she was shopping in the Gap, and the hiring manager picked up on the fact that the candidate was distracted during the phone interview. The candidate knew about the phone interview for days, so why didn't she take the phone call from her home? To this day, I don't understand why somebody would do a phone interview while they are out shopping and distracted. Phone interviews, and especially the face-to-face interview, are some of the most important parts of the hiring process. More than anything else, it determines whether or not you receive an offer of employment. That's why you should fully prepare for any interviews and be focused during them.
Okay, what's next on our list?
The next mistake is what I like to call ghosting on the offer of employment.
Now, what does that mean?
Let me illustrate with a story, and this is a case study that happened recently. One of our clients extended an offer of employment to a candidate that I had presented to this client. The candidate told me that he would give an answer within 48 hours, but he disappeared. 48 hours went by. We did not hear from him. A week went by. We still did not hear from him. I called him. I left voicemail messages. I emailed him. Nothing. He apparently just disappeared into thin air. And that's what I mean by ghosting on a job offer.
I imagine this would cause a lot of problems.
Yes, it does. And it all boils down to a matter of professional courtesy. If an animal health employer or a veterinary employer has made you a job offer, that means they have invested the time and energy into you. Even more than that, they're prepared to invest even more time and energy into you in the future. Your response to that should not be to just disappear. At the very least, you should pick up the phone and acknowledge their existence and yours for that matter. It is called common courtesy and respect. People have to remember that the animal health industry and veterinary profession are a relatively small field. It seems like everybody knows everyone. And I've addressed the issue of burning bridges before. If you ghost on a job offer from an employer, it is not going to be forgotten. The recruiter working with you is not going to likely want to work with you again in the future. And in addition, the company that extended the job offer is also probably not going to consider you for employment again in the future. It's like burning two bridges at the same time. And remarkably, unfortunately, it does happen. But believe it or not, though, it's still not as bad as our next mistake.
Which mistake is that?
Flat out not showing up for your first day of work. And I've also witnessed this happen during my recruiting career. However, there was a story that a recruiter colleague of mine told me that really blew me away.
What happened?
A fellow recruiter colleague placed a candidate in a position with one of his clients, and that candidate's first day of work was scheduled to be on a Monday, all pretty normal up to this point. Monday came and went, but the candidate did not show up for work to start her new job. Of course, the recruiter's client let them know about the situation, so the recruiter called the candidate to check on her, but the candidate did not answer. My recruiter colleague became worried, wondering if something bad had happened to the candidate.
The recruiter maybe thought what she'd been in an accident or...
Right, exactly, or that there was some other type of family emergency. So another day passed and the recruiter continued to call, but the candidate still did not answer. Eventually, my recruiter colleague considered contacting the police and filing a missing persons report. In the end, however, my recruiter colleague had the phone number of the candidate's father, so he called the father and expressed his concern. The candidate's father said that he had seen his daughter twice lately, including on a recent holiday brunch just 2 days previously.
So there was no accident or emergency?
Not according to the candidate's father, and after my colleague hung up on the phone with the father, the candidate called my recruiter colleague 10 minutes later, and as you might have already guessed, the candidate had received another offer after accepting the offer extended by the recruiter's client. The candidate decided the second offer was better, accepted it, and then started employment with that organization.
But the candidate did not call the recruiter or the employer to let them know what she had done?
No, she had not. And that's a costly mistake to make. You know, once again, you're burning two bridges at the same time. That recruiter is never going to have interest in working with her again. And the organization will not consider her for employment again in the future. Basically, it's like saying, yes, I accept your offer of employment unless my current employer or some other organization I'm interviewing with offers me something better, in which case I will take their offer instead. You just can't do that.
Wow, those last two mistakes have been really big ones.
Yes, they are. And I emphasize to candidates that even though we are in a candidate's job market right now, that does not give them permission to do things like this. Acting with integrity at all times is the most important thing that a job seeker or candidate can do during the hiring process and during their career. If you strive to always act with integrity, then you can't go wrong, even if you don't get the job.
Absolutely. Well, as always, Stacy, thank you for this great information today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.